Hey, welcome back to That Darn Podcast, episode, I don't know what the, I've lost track of what episode this is, 7, 8 maybe, I'm pretty sure it's, I don't care. We've got a producer on today. I asked Gary to get he said, we've got a producer. I said, is it the producer of That Darn Cat? And he just left the room. He didn't even say anything. So I've got a feeling the answer is no. I've got a feeling this is going to be another episode where we do not talk about the fucking movie that the whole podcast is supposed to be centered around. Anyway, we're gonna get through this together. We're gonna talk to this guy. Well, it's not gonna go on. Eventually, the podcast will end, and I can stop talking to him. So who are you?
My name's Rick Diamonds.
Rick Diamonds, are you the producer of That Darn Cat?
I'm one of the early producers of That
Holy
that
shit
Darn Cat.
You actually were involved? Gary didn't fuck up entirely for once?
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this is incredible. This is amazing.
Gary contacted me on my Earthlink email.
Okay.
And he asked if I could be on the show. I was one of the early producers of it.
Were you the producer of the original or the remake?
The remake.
Okay.
So it was the 80s.
Okay.
And
this is about 10 years earlier than the movie came out. Were you?
Yes. Well, that's how long it's been in production.
Okay.
Or pre-production.
Okay.
It was the 80s. Hollywood, you could tell that it was moving towards remakes of old media.
Uh-huh.
And me and my boys were looking into investing into a movie.
Who are your boys?
It was the other producers.
So not like your sons.
No. One of them was Timothy Belushi.
Any relation to John Belushi?
No.
I guess
no,
they
not at
spell
all.
They pronounce their names differently.
Yes. He was he worked out of Las Vegas as a tax guy. And then Jeremy Schweber, who was out of L.A., who had a lot of contacts in L.A., in Hollywood.
Okay.
And we were thinking about investing into a movie and producing it, and we couldn't really afford any of the big ones like Gilligan's Island.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nancy Drew.
But the script for That Darn Cat came across your desk. You said this is going to be a cinematic masterpiece.
Robert Stevenson was the original director.
Okay.
Of the 1962.
Yeah, we had his son on the podcast. Hadn't seen the movie.
Ah.
Did nothing. No insights. It didn't know anything about his. Didn't really even know about his father much.
Last time I saw him, he was in diapers.
Yeah. He's in diapers again. He's a very old man now.
Oh no. and he. He owned the rights to the movie, and it wasn't until he actually died in 1986 that we were able to buy it at his estate sale,
uh-huh.
The rights for the movie. And then we got going. We started putting in a lot of money. We got investments. At first, we tried going to Canon Films.
Okay.
To get the movie made. This was 1988. They gave us a couple $100,000.
Was this the first movie you ever produced?
I dabbled in film production before.
What does that mean? That means nothing. That doesn't... Had you produced a movie or not?
Art films.
When you say art films, do you mean art films or do you mean pornography?
A little bit of
pornography. You mean pornography?
You know, it was erotica. It was a lot more classy at the time.
Okay, that's just another way of saying porn.
Yes. Everybody can thank me. I'm one of the first predecessors of the girl-on-girl scene.
Okay.
With a guy just watching. You know, that was...
Revolutionary.
I was a trailblazer in Hollywood and the San Fernandino Valley.
And you went from that to producing children's movies.
Correct. Well, at first, the original intention of that Don Cat was to sex it up more than it was from the 60s.
Right.
You know, but...
And so you cast child actor Christina Ricci in the lead role to sex it up.
Well...
You cast, like, 16-year-old actor.
She actually wasn't our first choice, actually. We had originally intentioned Jodie Foster to be in the movie.
She's got experience playing a sexy child. She's done that before.
Yeah, well, like, her resume was just, you know.
As one of her best-known roles is playing sexy child and Taxi Driver.
Yes, which, Scorsese and I used to go to the same club a lot.
Uh-huh.
He's,
Were you hoping that Darn Cat would inspire someone to kill the president?
Well, no, that's exactly why I couldn't.
Oh, that's why you couldn't cast Jodie Foster. Every time she's in a movie, a president gets
absolutely
gets shot.
We got the call from Reagan's office.
Oh, it's not just any president, it's Reagan. Someone tries to shoot Reagan.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
Jodie Foster's in a movie.
Every single time. Luckily, now it's ever since he's passed away and Jodie Foster's back in film.
You can just shoot him all you want now.
Absolutely.
That's fine. No law against shooting a corpse.
They actually had to put up a glass barrier at his tombstone at the White House graveyard.
The White House. I didn't know there was a White House graveyard.
Yeah. It's
like on the grounds of the White House?
On the grounds, believe it or not.
All the presidents buried there.
All the presidents. Some of them are stacked on top of the others.
Okay.
Which
one? Why would they stack some of them and not others?
Making room for space.
Okay.
I think
the way to do it is make a big, big hole, throw George Washington down there, then just throw Adams right on top, Jefferson on top of him. Just stack all of them. Why stack some and not others?
I agree. I completely agree with you, Danny.
Okay. Let's push for this. Let's go to the White House. Let's dig up the graveyard. Let's dig up George Washington, who is buried at the White House.
Yes.
That's not... Don't anyone look that up. That's absolutely true. He's not at Mount Vernon.
It's part of the special mausoleum tour you could take at the White House.
Oh, it's in a mausoleum.
Yeah.
Okay, that's harder to dig up. I thought it was just a hole.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you're making porn. You wanna get into the children's sexy movies. You're trying to cast Jodie Foster in this.
Yeah, and then we get the call from Reagan's office saying, we can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going around Hollywood.
Please, Reagan's, he can't have much longer. Please just hold off. He can't take another bullet.
Absolutely. And it's...
Was there any part of you that said, maybe for the good of America, maybe we cast two Jodie Fosters, maybe do a Parent Trap thing, and really just finish Reagan off?
Well, I voted for him.
You voted for Reagan?
I voted for Reagan.
Okay.
I believe in Reaganomics.
Okay.
And the trickle-down effect.
The trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
What is the trickle-down effect?
Well, funny you should mention that. That was the name of one of my earlier films.
What are your girl-on-girl with a guy watching art films?
So, Reagan and I had the same psychic.
Uh-huh.
Who'd give us counseling.
Okay. I want to circle back to the tickle down.
Yes.
So it's one person's tickling someone, then the next they tickle another person.
Absolutely.
A chain of is that the idea?
And sometimes it's interracial and sometimes it's two men. I was progressive like that.
And there's people who like this. There's people who are willing to sit through this movie.
Absolutely. We would go to swap meets and conventions.
That's how you sell pornography. You go to swap meets.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how they used to do it back in the day.
And you made money doing this.
I made a handsome dollar.
Handsome dollar.
Handsome dollars, plural.
Oh, more than one.
More than one.
More than four?
I'd say so, yes.
More than 12?
No.
You were not very successful at this.
No.
So would you say
turns out the tickle market is a very niche
I would think so
genre of pornography.
I would, when you say you were a producer, how much are we talking you chipped into this? Was it like $100? Was it $200?
Well, I had some legitimate business investments at the time.
Okay.
But it was initial we tried seeing where we could go with about $5,000.
When
so.
You say legitimate business, are we talking sanitation? Are we talking legitimate businesses, or are we talking legitimate businesses, quote unquote?
I owned a couple strip malls in the L.A. area.
Okay.
And whatever businesses happened there, that was their business. And my business was just having their businesses.
I feel like a lot of your answers could go either way. This could be, you could be in the mob, or you could just be a landlord. That feels like an answer that could be either one.
Well, that was Mr. Bellucci.
Mr. Bellucci was
that was more tied with the ethnic crimes.
Okay. Ethnic crimes meaning the mob, or meaning being a landlord?
Let's go with being a landlord.
Okay.
know. He disappeared in 1992.
Okay.
And there was a big court case, and I didn't go to jail. Some of the other
you
guys
were accused.
Went to jail. Yeah,
you were accused of being involved in his disappearance.
He made a deal with the feds.
Were you? Because this would be a great scoop if you could admit to your guilt on the air. This would be an amazing podcast moment. Did you kill? What was his name? John Bellucci.
Mr. Bellucci. I did not kill him.
He had to have a first name, though, right?
Yes. Timothy Bellucci.
Timothy Bellucci.
And
you didn't kill him.
I believe not.
You're very hard to pin down on anything. You're not certain if you killed him or not.
Well, you see, I survived the 80s in a not gay way. And
what does that mean?
I survived doing a lot of drugs,
okay,
and alcohol.
I don't think you need to specify the not gay part. Drugs and alcohol can be gay or they can be straight. There's nobody, no one's.
Not the way I've done them before.
How is the way? What are you just shoving drugs up your asshole?
Listen, there's things you have to do to get ahead in Hollywood.
I don't think shoving drugs up your asshole is one of them. Is that why I can't get a script to anyone to look at any of my scripts? Is I won't shove cocaine on my ass?
Actually, yeah.
Does that is that even effective?
Absolutely, Danny.
If I shove it up my ass, I'm gonna feel it, and there's gonna be people coming to buy my shit.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Hollywood is a very traditional town like that.
I didn't realize it was that simple. That's the ingredient I've been missing.
Ask for those sorts of things. I think Timothy went into the witness protection program.
So they had a court case to determine what happened to him, and you think that he was in witness protection?
Absolutely.
You think the feds just forgot that they put him into witness protection?
I think they were trying to tie us into other crimes.
Okay, I don't think that's how the courts work. I don't think that tracks at all.
You believe in what you believe, and I believe in what I believe.
Okay, I'll believe in things that make sense, and you can believe in whatever is going on with you.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure I want to shove cocaine up my asshole anymore. I'm starting to doubt that you know what you're talking about.
Listen, I've been around. I've been in Hollywood.
I think maybe you're shoving cocaine up your asshole in like a little bit of a gay way. I think a bisexual way, at least. That's the vibe I'm getting.
The 80s were a different time.
Yeah, they were the gay way.
And maybe a little gay.
It's fine if you want to shove cocaine up your ass in a gay way. It might be better. I think it makes more sense. I think it's a confusing thing to do in a straight way. No homo as you just funnel.
If you want to make it
cocaine
big,
in there.
You got to get a little gay with it.
Okay.
You know? Look at
the truth is coming out. This wasn't a gay way.
Yes.
Where there's men watching you. You could do a handstand.
That's a very presumptuous thing to say.
Okay. Am I wrong that there's men watching you do this?
Men may have been in the other room.
Okay. You know, was the door to the other room open, and were they looking through it?
Yes.
So but they were watching
you. But there was a plexiglass barrier.
Okay, plexiglass is transparent, though. They were watching you through the...
But that's technically a barrier.
Okay. Let me paint a picture. You tell me if this is accurate. You lean up against the wall. You do a handstand. A friend puts a funnel in your ass, and he has a big bag, like a flour bag full of cocaine, and he just starts dumping it in there, and there's two men on the other side of the plexiglass cranking it.
Well, in those days, cocaine wasn't as powdery as it is now.
Oh, it was more...
It was a lot more chunky.
More chunky?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if that was true.
So it just hurt a lot more.
I'm not sure it was cocaine. I'm not sure what it was.
It was something.
I think it was just gravel or something.
But the guys at Canon Films said if I did it, I'd get the funding for the movie.
Okay, I guess it worked.
Well, it worked, and then we got about $500,000 out of it.
That's a low budget for a movie.
We were going to make it work, but...
I guess maybe in those days it was not so low budget. How is your sphincter health these days? Is it holding up?
Oh, no.
Not tight anymore.
Not tight.
Don't put gravel.
I don't fart anymore. It just whistles now.
The farts is gonna fall out of there.
Yeah, it's rough.
But not in a gay way, of course.
No, absolutely
not.
In
a very straight way.
Yes.
You've got a very heterosexual whistling colon.
Absolutely. You know, some women like that.
I don't think that's true. I don't think what woman? How many women have told you that they're into this? Yeah, that's what
I
thought.
It's Jersey City.
Jersey. Yeah. Okay, Jersey City is not a woman. There's women in Jersey City who like this.
I've met a few. Yes.
Okay. And did they then go into have relations with you, or did they just say I like a man with a whistling asshole, and then they went on their way?
Some of them would just make me watch.
They'd make you watch.
Yeah.
Make you watch what they did.
Well,
what?
I only ever had enough money to look at them.
Okay, what are they making you watch though?
Mostly YouTube compilations.
So they're forcing you to watch these YouTube compilations.
Yes.
Well, your asshole is just whistling away.
Absolutely.
And this does it for them. They like this?
Well, it's yeah.
Okay.
They like it.
I guess that's Jersey City.
They'd
I guess
call me up and say, hey, I need a...
Oh, they'd call you back.
I need a whistling tune compilation time.
It wasn't even like you met him and like that night this happened. They'd return for this.
Yes.
And they'd say, please come back.
I used to be quite the player.
How old of a gentleman are you? Wow, you really... Every question is a... I would think some of these are softball questions and everyone is a real stumper.
You know, I was born on a farm in Michigan.
Okay, not the question.
In 19...
Getting closer to answering it.
51.
There we go. That's almost an answer.
Yes.
So that makes you 72?
Correct.
Is that right? I don't...
Yes.
Okay, let's not do the math. It's about right, in that range.
See, that's the best thing. You get other people to do math for you.
Uh-huh.
Until they're stealing your money, but
yeah, that's the problem right there. Did people steal your money?
Well, when we got that $500,000, we invested it into a club called the Pink Archipelago.
Uh-huh.
And,
it's not a gay club.
It's not a gay club. It was just we happened to be popular in the gay community.
Okay, it's a gay club. Gay men shoving gravel up each other's asses all day
yes.
in his club.
And we actually lost a lot of money because
probably a lot of lawsuits from all the men farting out rocks and damaging their.
Well, we had a deal with the Los Angeles Police Department.
Uh-huh.
Where they would look away, and we would just throw potties.
Okay.
And we eventually lost a lot of money with the club because Pink Archipelago is a very long word.
Yeah, it's hard to spell.
And each neon letter on the sign cost us about $100,000.
So you're deep in debt at this.
We're
right
deep
for
in
the
debt.
Opening of this.
We actually killed Canon Films over it.
I was going to say, I don't think Canon Films is.
It's not around anymore. You know? So we find a film production company called Mousewitz Films. And it was a very young studio, and we got more funding from them. But at that point, we didn't really have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were looking around for directors, that's when we got Bob Spears. We found him selling sandwich tickets outside of a sandwich shop.
That's the best you could do.
That was the best we can do.
You didn't say we could get literally anyone else for this. This sandwich man.
It was so expensive. We didn't really have the money anymore.
Did you think about just doing it yourselves? Because that feels cheaper and equally as good.
Well, at that point, it was about 1990.
Okay. I mean, I guess it's not equally as good because it obviously this story has a happy ending. You made That Darn Cat. It's the cinematic classic.
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, no. Okay.
So it was 1990, and the sexy script we had written out for
The
that
sexy script for children.
Yes. Well, it wasn't the 80s anymore, and everything was becoming more family-friendly.
Uh-huh.
So
was that in the 80s, was that considered okay to make, hey, let's pitch this sexy children's movie, this sexy children's film. Let's do the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, but real turn up the sexiness.
Absolutely.
That was a thing that
we just
was,
called it Italian cinema back then.
Italian cinema, okay.
And they kind of let us do whatever.
Okay.
And so we had to remove all the sex scenes. We had to the cat. We kept spending money because the cat kept dying on us.
Were the sex scenes involving the cat?
Yes.
It was being crushed.
It was gonna, we were gonna pioneer an entirely new genre and sexual liberation.
I think the studio made the right call for cutting out the human on cat sex scenes from this children's film.
You know, some would say that, some would be it was us. It was erasing our artistic liberties.
I think it was stopping your pornography, your horrible zoological pornography. It was stopping a felony is what it was doing. It was stopping a whole series of felonies you're trying to commit under the guise of a children's film.
That makes the court case a lot more sense, actually, Dan.
The court case, there's a, what
with Timothy Bellucci.
Yeah, this was, you think they're trying to pin bestiality on you guys?
I believe so.
That's the they couldn't come right
but
out and
gonna
say this.
It was going to be classy.
I don't think there's a classy way to commit bestiality. I think it's the extremely unclassy, no matter how you do it.
Well, the cat kept dying.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
That's one of several issues.
So we tried animatronics, but we couldn't get real motion out of it. At this point, we were about $1 million in the hole, and we had to make
looking at some serious jail time.
Family friendly, yes. We got on Scott and Larry, who wrote the screenplay for the 1996 movie, and at a certain point, we were just so losing so much money that we got an offer from Disney itself.
Oh, so Disney, because Disney made the original one, so I thought that they would have been involved in this remake right from the jump. But you're saying that they came in looking at this saying, hey, we can rescue this porno featuring animals, and we can make this... This could be a Disney move if we just cut a few scenes from this.
That is correct. So when we bought the rights at the estate sale for the original director, we kind of slipped under through Disney's nose of it. And they were very, very upset.
Common expression, slipping through the nose.
Yes.
That's a phrase people use.
Yes, absolutely. It's a Hollywood terminology from back then.
Okay.
And when it came to, we got the offer from Disney, and we took it. They promised us that we were still going to be on the project.
You would be fools not to take anything for this money pit that you created.
It was awful. I mean, the parties were fun.
Uh-huh.
You know,
shoving rocks up each other's asses. Yeah. What else would you do at these parties?
We would drink a lot.
Uh-huh.
We would play Atari.
Okay. Nothing gay about those two things. Maybe it was just the one gay thing you did.
Well, you know, it was the 80s.
Kiss men.
A little, yeah.
Okay. As a little gay.
A little gay. But that's how it was back then.
Fall in love with men.
Absolutely.
Get married to them.
I remember. Well, that wasn't allowed.
Oh, okay. Have a civil union with them.
Absolutely. We had a lot of roommates.
Gay. One of the gayest types of unions, the civil union with another man.
Well, and then when we get in a fight, we call it a civil war.
Okay.
And we, everybody was
uncivil union.
Everybody was at
might
those
have been
parties.
A better, might have been a better word for it.
Uncivil union, yes. Yeah. And, it was, we had celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon Brando was there.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone.
Some big celebrities back in the 80s.
Absolutely.
And they would...
celebrities.
Did you ever marry either of them?
No.
No, I have a civil union with either of them, I mean.
No, they were... they liked the hairless ones.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of a hard thing to find back
you're
then.
You're a very hairy man.
I am.
You're like a cousin it type.
Yeah. The Addams Family, yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm very hairy. Sometimes bugs will get stuck in my arm hairs.
Yeah. I can see a couple of them wriggling around in there.
Yeah.
Your arms are like, it's almost like a glue trap. They're just sting.
I once caught a bird. When I was trying to sunbathe.
Yeah. Hey, look at these. Still there. There's the skeleton of a bird.
I like to keep it around. You know, it reminds me that one day I'm going to die.
Yeah. So. Is that something you want to be reminded of all the time?
You know, when you get my age, it's just a matter of life.
Which is 72-ish?
72-ish, yes.
when you hit 72-ish.
Yeah.
Do you have when you celebrate your birthday, do they just... put a bunch of candles on there, and then they get some candle letters saying ISH, so just 40-ish.
Yes. It's a hard... Those are hard candles to find, actually.
I guess they don't make a lot of letters.
At the store, no.
Most people are just using the numbers.
They have to use the number 5 as the S.
Okay. That's pretty close.
And then you have 1. Which is the I.
Yeah, then you could use an upside down 4 as the H.
That's very smart. The amount of money I've spent on H candles.
What would you use as the H candle?
I would get them custom made.
Custom made.
And each one would cost me about $10,000.
That seems extreme. You're not using your money well. This is why you're so deep in debt.
Well, you know what? I was trying to make art, and...
You were this is not art, what you're describing. This is a crime, a series of crimes.
I was trying to pioneer a new age of cinema.
Uh-huh.
That was progressive.
Okay.
and that was mindful. It was good.
Sure. That's, I guess that's a word to call it, the bestiality. So Disney buys this movie.
Yes.
Then are you still involved at that point?
Well, they promised me I would still have some sort of say in the movie, but they got really angry when I kept pushing for the cat sex scenes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, rightfully
and
so.
The amount of drug use.
That was a good call on Disney's part.
And
who is the cat having sex with?
Dug-a-Dug. He was the
cop.
The cop actor, Dug-a-Dug. And they were passionate lovers.
In the film, not in real life.
No, not in real life.
What was their relationship like off screen?
They would hate each other.
I would imagine so.
The cat would be spending its whole time in its tiny trailer.
The cat had its own trailer.
Yeah, he had its own trailer. With about 10 staff, assistant, studio members. At once.
Wait, all of them shared one trailer?
Well, it's they would have to wait outside.
Oh, they'd have to wait outside.
And the cat would only come out for its scenes, and you'd never see it the rest of the day of shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in the movie, if you watch it, there's so many cuts between Dug-a-Dug and the cat because they refuse to be on the same set at certain times.
After all the sex had been filmed.
Yes. So, Disney eventually tells me I gotta go. They give me a severance pay of quite a bit of money, and I am no longer involved in the project.
How much money are we talking about?
Enough for a bus ticket home.
Are we? Oh, okay. So not even enough for a single custom made candle.
No, not even for a custom made candle.
This is heartbreaking.
Luckily, in my contract, I get a penny for every time the movie is seen or streamed.
It's even seen. That feels like it'd be hard to keep track of.
Yes.
They play it on TV, and every person, or not just TV, someone buys the VHS of this, and every time someone plays the VHS, you get a penny.
Absolutely.
That's
the it's some bean counter's job out there to just do that math. Like I said earlier, when you could get someone to do your math for you. Well, until money's involved, actually.
that's when you need math involved. That's money is all math. What do you need the math for outside of the money? Just to keep track of your age.
Yes.
I don't think you need to hire someone to keep track of your age. I think you should be able to handle this yourself.
Well, you know, the 80s were a different time back then.
There's been a lot of time before and since the 80s.
And we all needed accountants.
This was 40 years ago you're talking about. You've had a lot of time to learn your age since then. You were just a young man of 30-ish back then.
Correct.
And now you're 72-ish.
Well, you know, Dan, I don't have my birth certificate. It was stolen by a tornado.
Stolen by a tornado?
Yes, when I was growing up in Michigan.
So when you say you were born
on a farm.
1951, is that the actual year, or is that just an estimate?
That's an estimate.
Okay, so 72-ish is a very rough guess.
Yes. My father fought in the war.
Which one?
The second.
The second.
World
the second war.
War. Yeah.
Oh, Second World War, okay.
And then when Germany fell, he escaped to the United States.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he was on the wrong side of this war.
Well, some say it was a particular difficult say, you know.
A particularly difficult what?
It was a particular difficult. Who's to say what was right and what was wrong in the war?
I think it's pretty clear who was wrong. Well, I think the Nazis were. I don't think I'm taking much of a stand to say that the Nazis were wrong in World War II.
I mean, it was complicated.
I don't think it's that complicated. I think it's pretty black and white.
It was, he was the equivalent of a mall cop. And he ran off to the United States.
He was
States.
Like a mall SS agent.
Yes.
Just patrolling the malls, secret police of the malls.
Absolutely.
Looking to see if there are any Jews in these malls.
Well, the Jews have been very kind to me.
Okay. Do they know about your father?
No.
I would imagine not.
No, Melchowitz Films would not have given me that money.
I wouldn't think they would.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you get a bus ticket home. Do you ever see the movie?
I went there opening night. Well, until they kicked me out.
And how long into the movie was that?
Pardon?
How long into the movie did it take for you to get kicked out?
The first time you see the cat.
Okay, so like minute one.
Yes.
You get kicked out.
Yes, because I yelled that the cat looked so realistic.
Because it was a real cat. That's why, of course, it looked realistic.
What?
They used a real cat.
You
were on the set of this. I thought you knew that this was a real cat.
We used an animatronic the whole time.
I thought you used a real cat. Then you tried to switch to an animatronic so you could have sex with it more.
Yes.
Did you assume they left in all the sex?
I did. I thought they were going to keep true to the manifesto that I had created for the movie.
Have you seen the film since?
No.
Okay. I got something to tell you. They did cut out all the sex scenes.
Oh,
every one of them.
That's heartbreaking.
It's not. It was the right decision.
All the choreography I had to write.
Every last sex scene has been completely deleted from history.
Oh, that's just awful.
The cat doesn't fuck one person. There's not a hint of...
What's the point of the movie, then?
The point is the whole mystery. It's the cat solving the mystery. That's what the movie's about.
But where's the sex appeal?
There's no sex appeal. It's a children's movie. It's the two leads are a cat and a child.
Children's movies can be a little sexy.
They should not be.
Have you ever seen Ferngully?
Okay, I don't think I should be having you in my house. I'm regretting, even when we get someone who has a connection to that darn cat, it's still I still want to fire Gary. He should not have booked you. This was a mistake having you here. I'm regretting everything that's led me to this moment.
Well,
yeah, that's what I
you got to meet response. Peter Boyle.
Okay.
On the movie set. That was kind of cool.
That's nice. I don't know that really makes it you less of a disgusting pervert.
You know, Dan, the 80s were a different time.
Okay. Yeah, we've established that. We've established that the 80s were a different time. This movie didn't come out in the 80s. It came out in the 90s.
Well, in the 90s, that was great.
The 90s were also a different time.
Yes.
Less, you could do less gay things.
It wasn't allowed anymore.
It wasn't allowed to do gay things.
Things were too family friendly.
Yeah. What would have happened the clock strikes midnight, it's January 1st, 1990, if you had said, hey, let's go down to the club and put a funnel full of rocks in my asshole, what would Jim Belushi, whatever his name is, Sam Belushi, what would he have said?
They would have dragged me out into the street and said, that's not allowed anymore.
It's 1990 now.
It's 1990.
Okay, well, I regret having done this with you. This was a mistake. I wish you hadn't come here.
Can I have money for the bus home?
You cannot. I don't pay my guests. I have a strict no payment policy.
Can I have this apple you have
you
on
can't.
Your table?
You okay. can't. You can't have anything. I don't... You know what? Actually, take the apple because I don't want your fingerprints anywhere in my house. So anything you touched, take with you.
All right. Thank you so much for the apple and the opportunity.
Do you have anything you want to plug before we wrap this up?
Well, I am a performer.
Uh-huh.
And I perform at this bar in Astoria, Queens, once a month. It's at a show called Brewskies.
This is a sex show, or this is what kind of show is this?
It's a comedy show.
Comedy show.
I do comedy.
Okay.
I do stand-up comedy. And it's at a bar called Heart of Gold, and it's the first Sunday of every month. And the guy who runs the show, he's a nice guy. He's giving me a new shot at life.
What's his name?
His name's Abraham.
Abraham.
Abraham Valdez.
I've met him. I've actually done this show.
Oh, you have?
I have. I performed on it. Didn't see you there, thankfully.
No, I was probably in alimony court.
We didn't even get into your marriages.
No.
If we were to have you back, I might want to talk to you, but I don't want you back. Please don't come back.
Okay.
Please. Where can people, if they want to find out more about this show, if they want to find out when the next show is going to be, where can they find that out?
Is there the
social media?
The young man, Abraham, he's on Instagram.
Uh-huh. I watched this. It doesn't look like he's on Instagram.
And
what's his Instagram handle?
It's at Abraham Valdez _0. And it's a social media website.
People know what Instagram is. You don't have to explain that to them.
And you could follow him. And he's doing some really great stuff.
You have to get on the internet with it.
You have to,
to use a computer.
HTTP.
Okay, this is supposed to be me making fun of you. This wasn't an invitation to... This went over your head, clearly. That voice was making fun. I wasn't saying, please explain more.
Well, I've been eating cigarettes.
I can tell.
Since I was about 8 years old.
No way to know if that's the accurate age or not. You might have been 2 or you might have been 40. There's no way to know for sure.
That's true.
If you want to follow me, my Instagram is Danny Rathbun Official, DannyRathbun Official. And my TikTok is Danny Rathbun. And I've got a special coming out, I don't know when, sometime soon. And it's going to be Only Dan, so it'll be up on YouTube. I'll put the information on Facebook. Not Facebook, on Instagram. Nobody uses Facebook anymore. You do. You're the one guy supporting it?
I do Facebook, yes.
I'll put it on Instagram when it's out there. And I've also, my other podcast, Na-Na-Na-Na-Na-Na-Na podcast, the Batman podcast, that's N-A 8 times in a row. You're not going to find it. It's too hard to find. It's a bad name. Wasn't thought through. We're too deep into it to change the name now. But if you can find it, it's going to be coming back very soon. I'm sorry. What is your name again, sir?
Rick Diamonds.
Rick Diamonds. This was Rick Diamonds here. I'm regretting that. I'm worried I might be in legal trouble now for just having you on.
No, what's the statute of limitations on crime?
Which crime?
Just
general crime?
I don't think I confessed to anything today.
I think you confessed to a bunch of stuff.
Well, that's I feel like that's an apples and oranges sort of situation.